Welcome back to the Easy Thrills podcast. This is Tom Bell. I'm going to be sharing with you many things about adventures, motivation, and of course, transformation. So this is episode two. Thanks for listening in. And today, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about our limits. Today, I broke my own personal best length of swimming in the swimming pool. Today, I'm swimming 5K. And for me, that is like an absolutely massive way. Even running 5K a month ago would have been an absolute challenge, let's be real. And my, you know, all-time record had been 2.1 kilometers, which was set literally, you know, this week. And, you know, I got to the pool, started swimming, and around about, you know, 1800 meters in, I'm tired. I'm feeling my body's tight, my body's a little bit sore. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder if I can at least just get to, 2100, just a bit more, maybe 2150, 2200. You know, what if? You know, and that what if question starts to think, well, what is my limit? You know, am I capable of getting that far? I was capable before. Surely I'm capable of doing it again. And it's funny when you start thinking about it, like I got to 2100, I thought, oh, well, look, you know, could I get to 3? You know, maybe 3 kilometers would be possible. Now my mind is like starting to like release that limit just a bit. I mean, like I'm feeling a bit fresher. I'm ready to go. You know, my kids are there. Give me a high five once I beat, my starting distance at 2100. And so I kept going. And next thing, you know, I'm up to 3K. And I thought, well, you know, Ironman's 4.2. I wonder if that's possible. What if? And so again, the limit of my mind started to expand a little further, and we were waiting for my wife to come. And so I got to 4 kilometers, 4.2. I stopped and asked the kids, is mum here yet? And they're like, no, she's not here. And I told them I didn't. They're like, yeah, well done. And so I just had a quick drink of water, and then we started going again. So, well, I'll keep going. I'll see if I can make it to 5. And, you know, sure enough, I did. And I questioned, like, well, how much further could I have gone? I mean, could I have gone to 6K? 6.1, 7, 8, 10. You know, I've started doing a little bit of research, and I can see that there's marathon swims, which I think are like 37 kilometers. Now, you know, 2 months ago, if anyone sort of said, hey, you could swim 5K, I would have laughed. And yet now we're actually sort of sitting here. It's like, well, actually, no, I possibly could. I have. I did it today. And, you know, if someone says to me now, well, could you swim 37K? Maybe instead of scoffing at the idea, maybe I should actually sit down and think, well, actually, with enough training and maybe with the right mindset, I can actually make it there. And that mindset piece is so interesting, because how often are we telling ourselves we can't do that, or I couldn't go do a triathlon, or I couldn't go and, you know, run that far, I couldn't swim that distance, or I wouldn't swim in the open water, or whatever it is. But that's just a limit that we put on ourselves. Now, if you said what if every time, and you said what if on a positive note, what if I could, and give it a go and take that first step in the right direction, what could you achieve? You could probably achieve anything that you want. Now, we all don't want to be astronauts, and we could go to that crazy thing and say, well, hey, I want to be an astronaut. Well, it's not likely most people are going to be able to become astronauts, right? Who knows what the future holds? It might happen. SpaceX, who knows? You know, but truth be told, you probably don't actually really want that. But do you know what you really want? Have you stopped and thought to yourself, like, hey, no one's around, magic wand, I can have anything I want. What is it? And not even necessarily like, oh, the dream job or the something. You can go for those things, sure. But even it might just be to like be lean. You know, for so long I've thought, geez, this elusive, you know, leanness. I want to be lean and I'm tubby and it's not cool. Well, you know, all it took, and I'm still obviously on the process now, but I'm dropping weight, I'm getting leaner, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting fitter, and it's something that actually means something to me. It's a lifestyle. It's not actually about being lean. That's a side benefit of going for what I want. And so thinking about that mindset thing, it's really great to know that, in a way, knowing that if you put your mind to something, you can achieve it. But it's also scary at the same time. You know, what happens if I fail? What happens if I don't get there? What happens if I have to admit to myself that the reason I'm not where I need to be right now, or I want to be, is because I chose not to get there, because I had the limits in my mind? And what if you just let go of those limits? What might happen then? I'm challenging you to look into your own life and think about some of the things that you want to do. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? If it's about being lean because you want to drop a few sizes of clothing and get out looking, you know, fit and fab, or perhaps go to the beach in a pair of board shorts, you know, or just perhaps be leaner so you can chase the kids around, or you not get puffed when you walk up a flight of stairs. As I can tell you that was happening to me, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. I want you to think about, what are you capable of? Get off the couch, get yourself a dream. Take that dream and give it a time frame. Break that big dream down into like milestones, into goals. You've got a, you know, it's not just a wish anymore. You've got a deadline. Break it into the big chunks. And each of those chunks, then break them down into smaller little plans. Now, from that step, I want you to think about the one very next big thing that you can get going. One bigger action. It might be, if you want to get lean, put your running shoes on now and go for a run. Doesn't matter what time it is. Or as soon as you get home, go for a run. Even if it's a 10-minute run, if you've been sitting on the couch and with your Netflix marathon, then that one 10-minute run is a win. That's a victory. And that should give you a little taste of just how easy it is. You know, bask in the glory of that win. Now, what's your next win? You got that first one. Map out the next 5 things you could do. Start doing those things. You know, for me, it might be like eating a little cleaner. It might be drinking a bit more water. It might be stretching better, using the foam roller to get the pain out my legs so that tomorrow's run's easier. Whatever it is, if you have to have the dream that you want. Don't be thinking about, you know, something that somebody else thinks you should have, or what you should do, or what the next logical step for someone like you is. Like, well, I'm in this role and the next role up is this. Forget that for a minute. Quieten down and think for yourself, what do you want? You're your only limit. The sky's not the limit. You're your limit. We limit ourselves every day for what? What are we playing safe for? We're sacrificing all the other options and the thing that we want so that we can live comfortably. Well, that doesn't work out in the long term for us. We end up feeling crap because we just wish that we'd have done those other things. And then we sit there on the sidelines of life thinking, oh God, I wish I had. Now's the time to turn that around. Do something amazing for you. I've been on this 30-day challenge. I'm only on day 10. And I tell you what, I'm feeling full of energy. I'm feeling enthused. I'm feeling like I could set the world on fire. And I know that I'm on the path to getting what I want. And that accountability is just so rich. It's amazing. I just feel alive right now. You want to feel alive too. You've got a spark inside you. Fan that flame. What can you do for the next 30 days? Do a 30-day challenge towards that dream of yours. One thing every day that's pushing you in the direction of your dream. You're capable of amazing things. Shelve the doubt. Silence the inner critic. Make sure that the dream is big enough to make you want to go there when times are tough. When you're if you're an endurance athlete, or if you can draw a parallel to it, if I'm at the 1.8 kilometer mark and I'm feeling a bit of pain, well, yeah, the idea of doing Ironman, making it all the way to that stage, perhaps maybe even racing in Kona, I mean, that's the pinnacle, it would seem. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Hawaii, especially if I could take the family. But have a dream. And if I want to get to Kona, well, I don't give up at 1.8K. I keep going. And I heard a quote, and it was something about Navy SEALs or something along those lines. And they'd worked out that when people are like, I'm tapped out, I'm done, I haven't got any more energy left, I've given everything I've got, they're at 40% capacity. And that when they push on, they can go miles and miles and miles further. And so I believe that that's the same for you. That little voice in your head that says, oh, I've had enough, or I couldn't do that, or I shouldn't. Forget that. Push on. Go for what you really want. If you always do what is easy, your life will end up being hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. You get to have the things you want. Okay, yeah, you had to train, or you had to do the hard yards and put the action in. But I tell you what, that outcome is a whole lot sweeter than the outcome of sitting on the couch being comfortable and then feeling miserable. Remember, that taking those action steps and having those wins along the way, that is the journey. Enjoy the ups and downs, because the roller coaster ride finishes with you at your goal, at your dream. You know you can be more. You know you can achieve your dreams. So why not use this as a turning point for you? Why not use just this energy, knowing that, like, I'm just an average Joe or an average Tom. But yet I'm out there doing triathlons. I'm out there getting super fit. I'm out there, you know, just being so happy, so full, so alive right now. And just thinking that, you know, my personal best from this week, you know, not only the fact that I've been able to do, like, exercising every single day, which, you know, the record continues to grow of how many days in a row that I've been able to do it. But, you know, yesterday I ran 10K. Now I ran past home at the 5K mark. I could have just turned in. I came back on the loop, past home again at 9K. How easy would it have been for me just to pop in home? But I pushed on to the 10K because that's the goal I set. And even though I was hurting, I knew it was possible. Have the why. Have the reason why you push on locked in place. Know it. Have a taste for it. And know that every single little action builds up to that. Like the Great Wall of China, brick by brick by brick. And eventually you'll have built something great. Just be sure that you're building it in the direction of where you want to go.